So during February, I had Tom on. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Jonathan.
And it was the day we had to do an interview, and we ended up describing entropy using a bedroom floor analogy. You may remember it. It was hilarious, I think.
I don't know.
No.
Nobody's complained.
Nobody's complained about our description of entropy, which we think is a good thing. So much so that we're now going to explain something else to do with science in a really dumbed-down way.
Yes.
Think of us like combined as the Professor Brian Cox of Audioboo. I was expecting some response there, Tom, but it's okay. I'll just carry on.
Sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. So today we're going to be explaining Newton's three laws of motion. Tom, what are the three laws?
Well, there's three of them, and they're all kind of sort of fairly obvious sort of things. So do you want me to go through them all or just one at a time?
We'll do one at a time. So what's the first law?
The first law, to quote Wikipedia, the velocity of a body remains constant unless the body is acted upon by an external force.
Okay, so what that basically means is that if a body is not doing anything, it will continue not doing anything.
And if a body is doing something, it will continue doing that thing until something stops it.
So think about, like, something moving in space. If something were to move in space at a constant velocity, it would continue at that constant velocity forever.
Unless... So if I took a Justin Bieber CD into space,
yes,
and I found a bit of space where we didn't have any gravitational forces acting from other planets and galaxies, which is actually impossible, but let's forget that for a second, and I threw it at a certain speed, it would just continue at that speed forever until something told it not to.
Until something told it not to. Until someone wanted that Justin Bieber CD to put it in their CD player and ruin it. So what's the second law?
Second law, as quoted from Wikipedia, the acceleration of a body is parallel and directionally proportional to the net force and inversely proportional to the mass.
So this basically is F equals ma.
Yeah. So the force on the body is the mass of the body times the acceleration you put upon the body.
That's fairly simple then. So where you have acceleration due to gravity here on Earth being 9.8 meters per second squared.
Yes.
That implies that our weight, which is actually a force, is our mass times the acceleration due to gravity.
Correct. F equals mg.
F equals mg. And so what's the third law?
And the third law, the mutual forces of action and reaction between two bodies are equal, opposite, and collinear.
So that's the one that everybody knows, forces are equal and opposite.
Yeah, so if I was back in space with my Justin Bieber CD, if I push it one way, then the same force will push me back the other way. But, I mean, we're different weights, so it would fly off and I would only move a little bit.
But it's like, oh, if I were to put my hand on a wall and then push against the wall, the force that I'm implying on the wall is the same as the force the wall is implying on me.
Yes, otherwise the wall will fall over.
I can tell you that as I'm pushing on my wall now, it's flexing a bit, but it's not falling over.
It's flexing?
Yeah, my wall is actually flexing. That's kind of scary.
That's worrying.
I'm going to stop pushing on it because I might push down my house.
Well, you may then invoke the second law and start to accelerate the wall.
Yes, and then the first law would imply into effect because as it is moving, it will want to keep moving.
Yes, until something stops it, which would be it hitting the ground.
Indeed. Indeed it would be. So there we go. We have just explained Newton's three laws of motion with my house falling down.
Yes.
That's what we've just done. We'll be back some point soon with another one of these, because I think they're quite fun, Tom.
They are quite fun.
Yeah, there we go. We'll be back soon. For now, goodbye.
Bye.
I'm waving, Tom.
Oh, right, I'm waving.
It doesn't really work on audio, but you can't see waves. It would work on, like, YouTube.